Yeah. I never did like that yellow meat.
Ever know what they call them?
I don't remember what they did call them.
I heard they raise a lot of them things down around Hope.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, what about those little old yellow meat watermelons? What do you call them? They're known as
muskmelon or cantaloupe and.
Mm-hmm. Now,
the smell of those is enough for me.
You don't like them?
No.
Oh boy, I eat a whole one for breakfast.
Yeah, that's where lots of people. I just can't stand the smell of them.
Now, those things that might grow up in a field after a rain, you know, they look like little,
mushroom.
Yeah.
Toadstool, stew, they call them.
Yeah.
Man, those things comes up some of these yards around here just, they'll be that big around when they come up. Just in the night's time, they'll come up and be that tall standing up there. And, I don't know, they'll come up in a circle around out in the yard like as though there'd been a flower bed or something there, just a perfect line of them, and I don't know what would cause it, but...
I've seen that too.
There's a big yard over here.
Where's that, north of here?
Yeah, over on Grand, right over here, about 9th and Grand, I guess, the other. I've seen those things just come up out there. There'd be a row of them, longer than near that wall over there, just about that wide, just a straight line of them, and then make a turn and come around just like they was planted, and just stay there for ever so long too. I never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
But there's a house right down here just across the alley back of the church there that some of those come out there in that yard last spring. Just looked like there was a flower bed out there.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you ever get fruit of any kind around here? What kind of fruit do you know about?
Oh, apple, pears, and peaches, and apricots, and a few cherries. And that's about the only thing. Grapes of a different kind.
What kind of peaches did you have?
Oh, I don't know. Those of them had a different name.
If you had a bunch of trees, you'd call that a peach.
Orchard. And they, people used to, every farm had a big orchard on it. I remember back when I was a pretty good sized kid, the fall of the year, they would go around, maybe half a dozen different families go to one house one day and gather the apples and make apple butter. They had I must have been a 20-gallon copper kettle that belonged to somebody in the neighborhood, and they'd use that, make apple butter one house one day, and